infield single after a lengthy battle with Bryson Moore in his first trip to the plate in the ballgame back at the second. The 0-1 misses up and out. One ball, one strike to count here. We look to the bottom of the fourth. 9-1-2 will be due up for Rapids. Duggar, McElfatrick, and Arroyo. Paulson set, looking for that inning-ending double play ball. That delivery foul tip into the glove of Cashel Duggar. Count now 1-2. Love these alternate uniforms for the Raptors. Specialty jerseys, the red, white, and blue. Wearing them three times this year, obviously on the 4th of July, because why would you not? Here today, and then here when they return for their second and final home game on Monday this season in August. 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Paulson's punched out both of his outs this inning for Hayden Christensen. That Monday, August home game is against the Minnesota Mud Puppies, the 36-game traveling team in the Northwoods League. All night home games here in Rapids, 6:35, first pitches. Two outs, runner on first. Our beer batter here tonight at Witter Field, stepping back into the right-handed batter's box, Hayden Christensen. First pitch to him, rolled over on the ground, left side, McIntosh, backhands in the hole at short. He'll throw it a second in time for an inning-ending 6-4, fielder's choice. 4 cents to the plate here against Nick Paulson in this top of the fourth inning. One hit, that being a one-out single for Bryce Hubbard, but he's left out on the bases. We headed to the home half of the fourth inning once again. Duggar, McElfatrick, Arroyo due up 9-1-2 when we return right here from Witter Field on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and you're basic.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. 100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Bottom four here at Witter Field, Evan Allwine, the right-hander from Florida International University in Altoona, Pennsylvania, enters the fray. Andy Yochum returning to you right here on WFHR. Allwine, the 6'5 right-hander, making his sixth appearance with the team this summer. First pitch to Cashel Duggar, missing outside for ball one. A run on three hits and two errors for the visiting Woodchucks. Two runs on four hits, no errors for your Raptors. An early lead here in the second game of this home-and-home series. The 1-0 pitch on the outer third, called a strike, count evens 1-1. All three runs in this ball game coming across in that third inning. A Jonah Antoine solo blast gave the Woodchucks the lead to begin this contest as a 1-1 breaking ball from Allwine catches the outside corner for a called strike. And the Raptors plating two thanks to a couple of errors from the Woodchucks in the home half of the third inning. Jack Matthews base hit, and he later came in to score on an RBI single from Aiden Teal. 1-2 to Duggar, misses low and inside. Count evens 2-2. Cashel hit by pitch back in the second inning, his first and only hit appearance of the night so far. 2 balls, 2 strikes to the count. Outline set, rocks and fires. Now one of another breaking ball missing low and in, and a full count drawn by Cashel. Adio Melendez, 3 innings of work here tonight in Wisconsin Rapids. 4 hits allowed, 2 runs, one of them earned. He walked 2 and struck out 4 on 80 pitches. The 3-2. Duggar fouls this one away. Last time Alline worked was on the road in July 4th at Green Bay in the 8-7 Woodchuck victory. 2 innings of 2-hit, 2-run ball for Alline. Did not walk a rocker hitter. Struck out 2 of the 8 he faced. 3-2, misses up and away for ball 4. Duggar aboard in both of his plate appearances so far tonight. A 7-pitch free pass to Cashel begins this inning. Owen McElfatrick 0-for-1 in the ballgame. He drew a 7-pitch walk in the first. He popped out to his second base counterpart, that being Vance Sheehan, back in the second inning. The first pitch in the righty-on-righty battle. Check swing, foul tip back to the screen by McElfatrick. Count begins 0-1. Chris Arroyo on deck, Jack Matthew to follow. Look at the clouds in the sky. We had some scattered, very light spitting of rain earlier. It's hoping to clear the area. It's the 0-1. That one, this is low and away. Count evens a ball and a strike. This is the home week of fun for the Raptors this week, like we continue to talk about, but they're not going to get too comfortable back to being roadbound. It's the 1-1 pitch home. Another off-speed from Alline that catches the outer third for a called strike. It's now 1-2. A lot of road battles, though, prior to the All-Star break. Talked about that Sunday, the 14th through the 17th in Michigan. A couple of home-and-homes to follow. Home here against Wausau that Thursday, at Athletic Park that Friday the 19th, and then a home-and-home against La Crosse. The 1-2 pitch misses low and inside for ball 2 on McElfatrick. That Saturday the 20th here, a night game against the Loggers, and then 5:05 at Copeland Park right before that All-Star break on Sunday the 21st. 2-2 to McElfatrick, another one fouls right back to the netting, protecting the home plate club. Another 2-2 to come here. Post-All-Star break, it's even more road action for the Raptors. 3 games in 2 days and an overnight trip to Mequon against the Lakeshore Chinooks for the second time this season. Madison that Saturday the 27th before 2 weeks of a lot of home games finishes out the campaign. 9 home games and the final 13 starting on that Sunday, July 29th. 2-2 pitch to McElfatrick, misses low and away. He's worked a full count here in his third plate appearance of the ballgame. For Alline, his first time facing the Raptors this season. First appearance he made was at Thunder Bay in a 5-3 win back on June 15th. The 3-2. McElfatrick rips this one into left field. That is hooking fair. Duggar going to hit the bag at second, looking for 3. Chris Wilsey throwing up the stop sign. It's a double for Owen McElfatrick, putting 2 runners in scoring position with nobody out in the home half of the 4th inning. Big swing of the bat there for Owen, setting it up perfectly for the 2-3-4 spots in the Raptor order. And my yard card pick tonight, Chris Arroyo. And he gets to face a right-handed pitcher for the first time in this ballgame. Arroyo has reached once in this ballgame. That was on an E4 from Vance Sheehan back in the 3rd inning. Chris later scored the first run for the Raptors of the ballgame. Struck out swinging against Melendez back in the first. First pitch to Arroyo, misses down in the dirt for ball 1. Chance here for the Raptors to add on to their 2-1 lead. 2nd of 8 matchups with the Wausau Woodchucks this month alone. Similar to the Raptors playing Madison 8 times a month ago, they get Wausau 8 times this month. 1-0 pitch popped up right on the edge of the infield dirt behind the second base bag. That is the shortstop, Jake Berkland, to make the grab for the first out of the inning. Jack Matthews 2-for-2 in this ball game. Shocker, he's continuing to see the ball well at Witter Field. The Kent State Golden Flash has got a pair of singles tonight. That came back in the first and third innings. He scored the go-ahead run on Aiden Teal's RBI single a frame ago. Raptors in search of their sixth hit of the ball game. Matthew looking to go free, 3-for-3 in the first four. On second, McElfatrick. On third is Duggar as the first pitch from the right-hander. Allwine misses inside for ball one. Allwine enters today, 6 1/3 innings pitched, a 5.68 ERA and a 2.05 whip, facing 31 batters in his first five appearances of the summer. The 1-0 pitch, missing low and away, being strategic on how the Woodchucks want to approach Matthew with an open base at first. Count moves 2-0 on the Raptor DH. Matthew's at a point now with the Raptors having three rostered catchers. Even if you want a day off on his knees behind home plate, he cannot be out of this lineup. 2-0 pitch, fastball missing high. We'll see if Corey Thompson just gives Jack the free pass here or if Allwine's going to work back into this count on Matthew. The 3-0 delivery with 8 on the pitch clock from Evan Allwine. That one in there for a called strike on a fastball. So it appears we will continue this song and dance against Jack Matthew. 3 balls and a strike. Matthew's still sitting middle-middle looking for that fastball here. The payoff pitch. That one misses high for ball four. Matthew aboard all three times tonight. That's a 5-pitch walk to load the bases in the home half of the fourth inning. We'll see what Grayson Schaefer can do. Chance here for the Raptors to get some comfort here in this 2-1 lead. But before that, a mound visit here with the entire Woodchuck infield to chat it up with Evan Allwine prior to the first pitch to Schaefer. Raptor fans, your place to stay this summer when visiting the team is the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions. In your stay this summer, bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area. They're all covered at the Cobblestone. Big city quality, small town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Mound meeting adjourned. One out, bases full of Raptors. 2-1 Wisconsin Rapids against the Wausau Woodchucks here in the bottom of the fourth inning. It'll be Grayson Schaefer to face Evan Allwine. Jack Matthews on first base after just drawing a 5-pitch walk. Owen McElfatrick doubled as the second hitter drew up this inning. Cashel Duggar, the left-handed hitting catcher from UCLA, began the inning by drawing a 7-pitch walk against Allwine. Allwine, the new pitcher in the ballgame, and he might not last for much longer. There is some action down the right field line in the Wausau pen. First pitch to Schaefer from the right-hander, misses low and away for ball one. Schaefer 0-for-2 in the ballgame, a strikeout swinging back in the first. Popped out to Briggleman, the first baseman in foul territory back in the third. The 1-0. Schaefer pops this one up straight back. Count evens 1-1. Buchanan on deck. Degatti to follow. Sun is a-shining. It has made its way back out here in Wisconsin Rapids. Just after 8 o'clock local time on this beautiful Monday night. Allwine comes to a decision, the 1-1. Breaking ball, Schaefer well out in front. Foul tips that one into the glove of Solis Jr. Count moves 1-2 on the Raptors' first baseman. Look down to the Raptor dugout, Mason Onati, Max McGuire having the day off. Yelling out some words of encouragement to Schaefer prior to the 1-2 pitch. Here it comes. Swing and a miss, chasing down in the dirt. Schaefer down on strikes for the second time in this ballgame. Two down, bases juiced. It's up to Walker Buchanan. Buchanan reached on an E6 in the third. That scored the game's first run for Wisconsin Rapids. Also went down swinging to retire the side back in the first inning. Righty on righty, battle out of the windup. Allwine, 14 on the pitch clock. Roxon fires the first pitch to Walker. Missing the outside corner on that delivery. It's ball one. Mentioned Raptors and Woodchucks, doubleheader Thursday. You got home and home series Thursday the 18th, Friday the 19th, and then Tuesday the 30th, and Wednesday the 31st. The 1-0 delivery. Missing outside again to Buchanan. Another heater from Alwine makes it 2-0. Raptors looking to continue to add on runs. A win tonight would put them a game under 500 overall in the season and move them to 4-2 in the second half. 2-0 pitch. Buchanan gets a fastball, pops this one up in the air, foul territory. That'll hit the light pole right behind the first base side on top of the overhead protection on the first base grandstands. 2 balls and a strike. The count now on the University of Virginia product. Once again, Duggar on third, McElfatrick on second, Matthew on first. Owen McElfatrick, the lone hit this inning for the Raptors, that being a double with nobody out. The 2-1 pitch. This one popped up by Buchanan again right behind home plate. Solis Jr. ditches the mask, runs back to the screen, but he's going to run out of room. Count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. On number 22 of the Raptors, Walker Buchanan. Some loud music playing here at Witter Field. The fans getting into it as well. A big pitch, not only in this inning, but in this ball game. 2-1 Wisconsin Rapids. 2-2 count, 2 outs on number 22, Walker Buchanan. Bases are full of Raptors. The payoff pitch home from the right-hander, Evan Alwine. This one, another one fouled back. Buchanan playing spoiler here in this battle. For Alwine, this will be his 31st pitch of the inning. Another 2-2 here in this battle between Evan Alwine and Walker Buchanan. Here it comes. This one popped up in the air right side of the infield. Sheehan calling off everyone, uses 2 hands to make the grab and retire the side. Raptors have runners on first, or I should say second and third with nobody out, and they leave the bases loaded. No runs put up in the fourth, dancing around traffic is Evan Alwine. Nick Paulson back out to the hill for the top of the fifth inning when we return here on WFHR. 2-1 Raptors on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, locally grown radio.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Some researchers have explored the impact of melatonin-enriched milk on sleep because it comes from cows milked at night.
Ooh.
Night milk has been shown to improve symptoms of insomnia in some people.
Night milk. Yeah. We should try some night milk.
Night milk. Yeah.
I would love to actually talk to somebody who actually does this. If this is like a new avenue for milk growers.
How about
milk
that?
Producers, I should say.
Yep.
Milk doesn't grow on trees. I learned that when I was 20.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Two 2-1, Raptors lead the Woodchucks top five from historic Witter Field. 8-9-1 due up in this inning for the Woodchucks of Wausau. That would be Max Solis Jr., the right-handed hitting catcher, climbing in against Nick Paulson. The southpaw from UW-Stevens Point. First pitch to him misses up and away. A run on three hits and two errors for Wausau. Two runs on five hits and no errors for your Raptors. 1-0 pitch popped up foul territory, first base side. That is going to get into the stands. Count evens 1-1. Raptors have stranded nine runners so far in this ball game, including leaving the bases loaded in the bottom half of the fourth inning. They had runners on second and third with nobody out. Cashel Duggar threw a seven-pitch walk to lead off the inning. Mac O'Fatrick doubled then, one batter later. Unable to convert there against right-handed reliever, the Woodchucks' Evan Allwine. Allwine, 31 pitches in that inning, so he is eligible to come back out for the home half of this fifth inning, if Corey Thompson pleases. The 1-1 breaking ball called a strike on Solis Jr. Count now 1-2. Solis Jr. went down swinging back in the second after having a monstrous day at the dish yesterday. 1-2, bounced in. Count now 2-2. To the Northwoods League scoreboard we go. Have a delay at Homer Stryker Field in Kalamazoo. It's 7-6, Royal Oak leading the Growlers. Royal Oak 4-2 in their first six second-half games. The Growlers at 3-2 entering play tonight. Paulson's 2-2 to Solis Jr. This is up and away, a full count drawn by Max. Final in the world of Northwoods League softball. The 15-2 Mankato Habaneros keep getting after it. 8-4 over the 11-8 Madison Nightmares. 3-2 pitch misses high for ball four. Solis Jr. has found himself aboard with a leadoff walk. Jake Berkland out of the ninth spot, the right-handed hitting shortstop, went down swinging against Bryson Moore back in the third inning. 4-1 the score, top eight at Warner Park. The Kenosha Kingfish, after hosting the Madison Mallards yesterday and rebranding to the Kenosha Kickers, they trail by three against the Mallards at Warner Park. More Battle Creek versus Kokomo action in Indiana. A couple of 1-4 teams going at it tonight. Berkland showing bunt, first pitch missing low for ball one. Currently 7-6, Battle Jacks over the Jackrabbits in that home half of the sixth inning. Seven runs on 10 hits, no errors for the Battle Jacks. Six runs, five hits, no errors for the Jackrabbits. 1-0 the count, Solis Jr. leading off first, Schaefer holding him there. Showing bunt again is Berkland, pulling back, but that one catches the outside corner for a called strike. Rockford Stadium, shutout being pitched so far by the Rivets, winning their division in the first half. They're 4-1 to begin the second half, and they're on their way to being 5-1. 1-1 pitch. Now tip into the glove of Duggar from Jake Berkland. It's now 1-2. Rivets lead the Bucks 8-0 at home. One hit for Waterloo in their first six innings at the dish. Paulson set, third base side of the rubber, the 1-2. Berkland throws his hands at this one, popping it foul and out of play down the first base line. 10 combined runs so far through bottom six in Ashwaubenon. That's where the Raptors will be tomorrow night. A couple of 1-4 second-half teams in the Great Lakes West Division duking it out there tonight. Fond du Lac and those Rockers at 6-4 Dock Spiders. The next 1-2 to Berkland. Popped up, shallow right field. Chris Arroyo coming in on it near the foul line to make the grab. One out in the inning, and it'll go back to the top of the Wausau order with Vance Sheehan. Sheehan 0-2 after having a very successful Northwoods League debut yesterday. Sheehan went down looking in the first. Tried bunting his way aboard in the third, but Bryson Moore, spry like a cat off the hill, fielding that one and firing it to first in time. First pitch from Paulson to Sheehan. This one blooped into left field. That's going to touch down well in front of Walker Buchanan for a base hit. To second is Solis Jr., Sheehan to first. Two on, one out. Here in the top of the fifth. Delay ball game in Minnesota at Wade Stadium. Duluth Huskies hosting the Thunder Bay Border Cats here tonight. The Border Cats entering tonight's second half action with a 4-1 record. Duluth at 3-2. It's 3-0 Thunder Bay in this delay. Three runs on eight hits and no errors for the Border Cats. No runs on three hits and no errors for the Huskies. Lefty on lefty battle here with Jonas St. Antoine, the third baseman. First pitch to him. Dotting the outside corner is Paulson, netting the called strike there. One for two is Jonas St. Antoine. He flew out to left field back in the first and had a pretty big swing of the bat in the third. His second home run of the season to right center field made it a 1-0 Woodchuck lead at the time. Also in a disengagement prior to the 0-1 pitch. Capco Park, now known as Moonlight Grand Field in Mequon, the site of the Lakeshore Chinooks and the Traverse City Pit Spitters tonight. It's the 0-1 at St. Antoine. Popped up in the air right near the Raptor dugout down the third base side. That's where it will land. It's now an 0-2 count here on St. Antoine. 4-2, the Pit Spitters leading the Chinooks in the top of the seventh. 9 combined hits in the ball game. 5 for Traverse City, 4 for the Chinooks. 1 error in the contest belonging to Lakeshore. ESPN Plus in Bismarck. The Larks hosting the Big Sticks, and it's Badlands in the bottom of the fifth. A big lead, 9-3 over the Larks. 15 combined runs at Corbett Field in the top of the sixth inning. St. Cloud leading the Hot Tots 10-5. The 0-2, St. Antoine, a breaking ball, skies it into center field. Aiden Teal running around it, working hard underneath it to make the grab for the second out of the frame. Runners remain on first and second with two outs for the three-hole hitter for Corey Thompson's Woodchucks, Max Galvin. Galvin 0-for-2 in the ballgame. He flew out to left field to end the first inning. It was a 1-2-3 first inning work by Bryson Moore. Galvin also went down looking back in the third. The Wilmar Stingers at Mankato, the other ESPN Plus game tonight from ISG Field, the site of the 2024 Northwoods League All-Star Game. All-Star Week just a couple of weeks from now. First pitch breaking ball from Paulson to Galvin, catches the front door for a called strike. 10 runs on 12 hits, no errors for the Stingers. No runs, 2 hits, no errors for Mankato. Once again, that on ESPN Plus. The 0-1 count. Another off-speed from Paulson missing down in the dirt. Nice block by Duggar, working hard back there tonight as Cashel count evens 1-1. Last but certainly not least, another one in Minnesota at Mayo Field, home of the Rochester Honkers. They lead the La Crosse Loggers 6-2 in the bottom of the sixth inning. La Crosse winning the Great Plains East first half of their division, and good thing they did. So far, they're 0-4 to begin the second half. The 1-1 pitch. Galvin spears this one on the ground over to third. It's gloved by Degatti, and he'll just take it to the bag himself to retire the side. A 5 unassisted fielder's choice. A scoreless fifth inning work by Nick Paulson. He has worked 2 scoreless innings out of the Raptors stable so far tonight. To the home half of the frame we go. 6-7-8. Do it for the second time tonight for Wisconsin Rapids. Jorge Degatti, Aiden Teal, and Kyler McIntosh when we return right here on WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, locally grown radio.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions.
Air conditioner not running? Make the call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, their team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. Trust them to get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? Aww. What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
The morning show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done.
You know, we don't hunt fish and plant crops. Mm-hmm. We're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So, which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Torrey Degatti leading off this home half of the fifth inning. 2-1 Rafters over the Wausau Woodchucks. First pitch from the right-hander, Evan Alvine, misses up for ball one. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters, returning to you right here on WFHR, game 39 of our 70-game slate this summer. 1-0 pitch swung on and missed by Degatti. Down to a knee goes Jorge to even the count at 1-1. A run on four hits and two errors for Wausau. Their second time here at Winter Field this season, the first since May 31st. 1-1 pitch missing low and away to Jorge for ball two. Two runs, five hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Degatti, out of the sixth spot, has reached in both of his plate appearances tonight. Infield single on a 10-pitch battle with the starting left-hander Adio Melendez in the second. Then drew a 7-pitch walk against Melendez an inning later in the third. The 2-1. Degatti pops this one up. Shallow left field. Jake Berkland, the shortstop, trotting out there and calling off everyone to make the grab for the first out of the inning. Aiden Teal collecting the most important RBI of the ballgame so far. His go-ahead single back in the third inning. He's 1-for-2 along with that base knock an inning earlier in the second. He flew out to Luke Pemberton in right field. Moore and Melendez, two very talented arms starting tonight, each going three innings. First pitch to Teal, a breaking ball from the right-hander that he's well out in front of for strike one on a swing and a miss. Melendez, as mentioned, three innings of four-hit ball, allowing two runs, one of them earned. Walked two and struck out four on 80 pitches. The 0-1, swing and a miss again from Teal. More off-speed from Alwine. It's now 0-2. Three innings from Bryson Moore, two hits, a run it was earned, that being the home run from St. Antoine. Walking one and striking out five on 57 tosses as the 0-2 pitch misses high to Moore's University of Virginia teammate Aiden Teal. Two of Moore's three starts now have been hindered by one singular long ball. Both came with two outs. So his first start was Aiden Jolly, the catcher of the Lakeshore, I should say the Final Act Dock Spiders at Hare Baker Field, sending one over and out to right center. Lone run he gave up in that start as the 1-2 misses up and away. Two balls, two strikes on the left-handed hitting Aiden Teal. The payoff pitch coming home from Alwine, working quickly. That breaking ball misses the inside corner, and it's a full count. On deck after Teal, it's Kyler McIntosh. Cashel Duggar to follow, the 3-2. Misses up and away for ball four. Six-pitch walk drawn from Aiden Teal. He's aboard for the second time tonight. Some good speed on the bases for the Rafters here in this home half of the fifth inning. Rafters have left nine on the bases in their first four innings tonight. Two in the first, second, and third, and three an inning ago, leaving the bases loaded, and they had runners on second and third with nobody out. Kyler McIntosh, 0-for-2 in the ballgame, steps in for the righty-on-righty battle here, facing Alwine for the first time this evening. First base side of the rubber, Alwine's first pitch to McIntosh, misses upstairs for ball one. Kyler a looking strikeout in the second, a fly out to left field, Hayden Christensen making the grab to retire the side in the third. Looking over at first, coming set. Nine on the pitch clock, Alwine's 1-0 home. This is low and outside, two balls, no strikes here on the Rafter shortstop. McIntosh getting the home opening night start at short. Joining the team that day, him alongside his fellow Alabama State Hornet from the spring, Tyler McClanahan. McIntosh played the first two innings before exiting the game due to injury and didn't return to the lineup for another week or so. 2-0 pitch, hit hard down the left field line, but it'll be foul and roll out near the Rafter bullpen, count now 2-1. But ever since coming back from that injury, McIntosh has been a pretty consistent left side of the infield presence for these Rafters. Played a lot of shortstop until Tracer Lopez came along and has been splitting time at that spot since the arrival of the Texas Tech Red Raider. Lopez getting the night off after starting each of the first five games of the second half at shortstop. 2-1. McIntosh rips another one down the left field line. This one will also roll foul near the rafter pen. Count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dave, when McIntosh isn't at short, he's playing third, finding his way to get good reps in here this summer. For Kyler, this is hoping to be his 95th at-bat of the season. Leading off first, Teal being held on by Brigham. The 2-2 delivery. Breaking ball, McIntosh just sticking with it, grounding it foul. It's a nice play there in the rafter dugout by one of the new arms on the staff. That's Houston High, fielding that one hopper right behind the dugout railing. Another 2-2 could come here in this battle between Evan Allwine and Kyler McIntosh. Allwine looks home. Comes set after giving Aiden Teal a look as well over at first base. 2-2, runner takes off. McIntosh throws his hands at it and fouls it away beyond the first base grandstands. Another 2-2 delivery to come. When we get to the top of inning number 6, it'll be 4-5-6 to up for the third time this night for the Woodchucks. Colin Brigham, Bryce Hubbard, and Luke Pemberton. 2 shutout frames out of the stable so far for Nick Paulson. 6 shutout frames in general for the Southpaw to begin his second half. The 2-2 delivery again. McIntosh rips this one in the air left field. Christensen, though, had a good beat on it from the beginning. And he'll easily make the grab for the first out, or I should say the second out of the frame. Teal on first, 2 down for Cashel Duggar. Duggar 0-for-0 in 2 plate appearances, looking for his first official at-bat of the contest here. Cashel hit by a pitch in the second, drew a 7-pitch walk to lead off the previous inning. Have to imagine there could be a point in this plate appearance here for Duggar that Teal is sent. It could be early on. Beautiful rainbow as well beyond the right field wall after those very light raindrops were hitting us here at Witter. First pitch breaking ball to Duggar, lands in there for a called strike. As I mentioned, Duggar entering tonight averaging a hit for every 3 at-bats in his first 15 contests in a Raptor uniform this summer. The 0-1 pitch with 6 on the clock. Runner takes off. This one misses inside. Throw down to second. Is not in time. Teal gets in there feet first safely. It's a bang-bang play at second. Tag applied by Jake Berkland, but Teal beats the throw. 1-1 count on Duggar. And a runner out in scoring position for the Raptor. Catcher with 2 away and a 2-1 lead here in the home half of inning 5. Coming set, Allwine, the 1-1. That one, a breaking ball, catching the inside corner for a called strike. It's now 1-2 on the UCLA Bruin. Top of the order on deck with Owen McElpatrick, but Duggar's got to find his way on for the third time tonight to get there. The 1-2 pitch home from the right-hander. Duggar throws his hands at that fastball, fouling it straight back. Count now 1-2. Duggar getting the last 3 games off. Funny enough, this red, white, and blue U.S. same-themed jersey was worn by the Raptors the last time Cashel played. And as continued to mention, his first home run with the club over the right field wall to make it 6-2 Raptors at the time back on July 4th against Madison. The 1-2. Breaking ball hit in the air down the left field line. That one will just clear the rat trap. Now to the concourse, another 1-2 coming here in this battle. From Melendez to Allwine for Wausau, from Moore to Paulson on the hill for Wisconsin Rapids. Totally different looking ball game from what we saw yesterday afternoon at Athletic Park. Another 1-2 home here in this battle. Another one fouled straight back by Duggar. Good fight from Cashel. At this point in yesterday's ball game, it was 12-1 Woodchucks. As mentioned, they put up 6 in the first. They added 2 in every single inning the rest of the way. Rapids putting up 1 in the 5th, that being a solo home run from Grayson Schaefer, his 3rd of the season. Wisconsin Rapids would tack on 2 as well in the top of inning number 6. 1 ball, 2 strikes, the count. Another one of those coming home here from Evan Allwine. Sitting down in the dirt, Blocked by Solis Jr. Count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hard to believe that after tonight, 30 games left this summer. Raptors keep their push on for their second half Great Lakes West divisional title hopes. The 2-2 pitch. This is high. Duggar's worked a full count. Cashel looking to reach all three times thus far tonight. More importantly, he's looking for a pitch to find some outfield grass on to score Aiden Teal. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Teal on second base. The payoff pitch home from Evan Allwine. Duggar fouls it away. It's been oh so pesky here in this battle. Duggar taking a step out. Restrapping his batting gloves before hopping back into the left-handed batter's box. Another 3-2 from the right-hander, Allwine. Teal staying put at second. This one misses up and away for ball four. A fantastic plate appearance for Cashel Duggar. Awards him on first base. Putting runners on first and second for Mac O'Fatrick. Mac O'Fatrick has reached twice today as Corey Thompson out to the mound to make a pitching change. Mac O'Fatrick will not see Allwine for the second time in as many innings. It's 2-1 Raptors, runners on first and second here with two down to the bottom of the fifth. We'll return for this pitching change in just a couple of minutes with Owen Mac O'Fatrick in the top of the order to continue to do battle against the Woodchuck bullpen here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
Bryce Carter, the left-hander, enters the fray. Runners on first and second. 2-1 the score. Two down, bottom 5-0, and Mac O'Fatrick into the box for your Raptors. Andy Ockham returning to you right here on WFHR. An inning and two-thirds for Evan Allwine tonight out of the Woodchuck stable. 58 pitches thrown, one hit allowed, 4 walks, and a strikeout. He's on the hook for the runners on first and second. First pitch to Mac O'Fatrick from the southpaw. Carter misses inside for ball one. Carter, his Woodchuck and Northwoods League debut, a product of Eastern Florida College. The Titans made 9 appearances and 1 start in the 2024 spring. The 0-1. 0-1 is up top, but it's called a strike. It's 0-2 on Mac O'Fatrick. I thought that first pitch in which he got out of the way was called a ball. Instead, both pitches have been called a strike. It's 0-2 here on Owen. The payoff pitch coming home here from Carter. This one, this is low and inside. Having to get out of the way, that one is Mac O'Fatrick to make it a 1-2 count. McElfatrick, a 7-pitch walk to begin the ballgame offensively for Wisconsin Rapids back in the first. Popped out to second in the second, and he doubled an inning ago. Carter looks in, third base side of the rubber, comes set, the left-hander rocks and fires. So misses inside for ball two. Carter, a 1-2 record in those aforementioned 9 outings this past spring. 17 in a third innings pitched, a 5.13 ERA and a 1.9 whip. 21 punch outs for the freshman from Sanford, Florida, the 2-2. Now in misses low, McElfatrick's worked a full count. 3-2, two outs, first and second. Out on second is Aiden Teal. Duggar on first. Both runners will be taking off on the delivery here. The 3-2 pitch. Patrick fouls it back. We'll do it again. This will be the 7th pitch of the plate appearance here. Seen a lot of Northwoods League debuts here in the last couple weeks. It makes sense with the second half just really starting up. Saw it yesterday as well from Vance Sheehan, the second baseman of the Woodchucks tonight. 3-2, misses inside for ball four. McElfatrick's on base for the third time tonight, and another 7-pitch walk drawn from the Northwestern Wildcat. Loads the bags with two down for Chris Arroyo. Teal to third, Duggar to second. It brings up Arroyo, who has reached once tonight and has scored. That was on an error in the third inning. Other than that, a strikeout for Chris in the first and a pop-out to short in the fourth. First pitch home to Arroyo. Broken bat, slow dribbler to second. Sheehan charging in. McElfatrick getting out of the way, but they're going to call it runner's interference. They're going to say McElfatrick got in the way of Sheehan and made some contact to retire the side. But have had a chance for Arroyo to break and beat out that broken bat, slow roller. McElfatrick asking for an explanation as well from the third base umpire, Gavin Holgrave, but that'll retire the side. Once again, the Raptors load the bases, but can't push any across. We are through 5 here at Witter Field. It's a 2-1 Raptor lead right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through 4 generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Top 6 here in Wisconsin Rapids, and a happy birthday wish being read aloud here on our sound system here in Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch called a strike on Colin Brigham. Lefty on lefty battle. Nick Paulson returning to the rubber for Wisconsin Rapids. 0-1, swung on and missed. Up ahead here is Nick at 0-2. That Mac O'Patrick celebrating a birthday here at Winterfield. He collected a double in the fourth inning to 0-1. He's also walked twice. A run on four hits and two errors for Wausau. Two runs, five hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. All three runs of the ballgame coming in the third inning. The 0-2 home to the Woodchuck first baseman. A breaking ball missing low and inside for ball one. Once again, the Rafters leaving two on the bases after a runner interference. Owen McElfatrick breaking the second with the bags juiced and two out on a ground ball. Slow roller to the right side from Chris Arroyo. Could not get out of the way of Woodchuck second baseman Vance Sheehan. 1-2 off-speed from Paulson, missing up and in. 2-2 the count now. So that counts as two left on for the Raptors. They have now left at least two on in every single inning, and they left three on, leaving the bags juiced back in the fourth. 11 left on in the first five for Wisconsin Rapids tonight. 2-2. Swing and a miss on that fastball from Paulson. Chasing the ladder for the first out of the inning. Over three now is Brigham into the ballgame. Also went down looking back in the fourth on 10 pitches. Bryce Hubbard's reached in both of his trips to the plate tonight. He's 1-for-1, singling back in the fourth for a four-pitch walk in the second. First pitch to Hubbard from Paulson. Swing and a miss. Working the outer third there is Nick. Count begins 0-1. This was the exact same trio, 4-5-6, that Paulson entered the ballgame to face back in the fourth inning. Three innings of one-run ball for tonight's starter for your Raptors, Bryce Moore. And now Paulson so far 2 1/3 scoreless out of the stable. A 1 breaking ball missing low and away on Hubbard. Count evens 1-1. Love to see the 900-plus Raptor fans in attendance here tonight at Witter Field. Looking to see even more of you the rest of the week. 1-1 pitch, high towering shot, deep right center field. Giving look, Arroyo and Teal at the wall. Teal trying to rob it, but that one is gone. Bryce Hubbard, a solo home run. Paulson's first run given up out of the ballgame here today. A couple of solo shots for Wausau, and we're knotted up at two here in the top of inning number six. Hubbard, the Woodstock, Georgia native, that is his fifth home run of the season. Cue the somber music here at Witter Field. One out, nobody on. For the right-handed hitting, right fielder Luke Pemberton. Each team with five hits and two runs now here today. The only difference in the runs, hits, errors category out in the right field scoreboard in Witter is the two errors that Wausau made. Both of those errors for the Woodchucks came back in the home half of the third. First pitch to Pemberton from Paulson on the inside corner is called a strike. Pemberton 1-for-2 tonight. Last trip up, he went down swinging against Paulson in the fourth. Collected an infield single in the second. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Into the glove of Cashel Duggar. Count 0-2. Payoff pitch coming here from Paulson. Southpaw in pursuit of his fourth K of the evening. That one misses up and away. Paulson just threw his 51st pitch as well here tonight. The left-hander signing aboard after being with the team last season. Now being in the staff for both halves here in 2024 is the 1-2 foul back by Pemberton. Another 1-2 pitch coming here for Paulson. Looking at the lefties on this Raptors staff, you got J.C. Dermody, one of the newest Raptors added aboard here today. Mac Mabry, Nick Paulson, and Brandon Scott. As the 1-2 delivery, breaking ball, tapped foul right near the Raptor dugout. That's Tom Zaglowski. One of the assistants on Kirk Schreider's staff and the first base coach making the play to the left of the dugout railing. The Pepperdine product awaits yet another 1-2 here from Nick Paulson. Hands at the belt buckle to pay off. This one swung on and missed. Another fastball that Pemberton was tardy on. Two down, both via the punch out here for Paulson here in the top of the sixth. Aiden Christensen yet to reach the bases today. He struck out swinging in at the second. Hit to an inning-ending 6-4 fielder's choice back in the fourth. Also, as mentioned in previous trips to the plate, he's our beer batter here tonight. Did go down, as I mentioned, in the second, so some discounted beer and root beer floats through the end of that inning were available here for Raptor fans. First pitch to Christensen from Paulson, misses low and inside for ball one. When we reach the home half of inning number six, we got a tie ball game, so there's some work to do offensively for Wisconsin Rapids. 3-4-5 to up the heart and soul of the order. Jack Matthew, Grayson Schaefer, Walker Buchanan. 1-0 breaking ball hit high in the air left center field. That sends Aiden Teal back out in the alleyway to make the grab to retire the side. 4 sent to the plate here in the sixth for the Wausau Woodchucks. Bryce Hubbard, a solo blast, number 5 of the season for him, has tied us at 2 apiece. We head to the home half, and we'll return from Winterfield in just a couple of minutes on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents, kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Three, four, five, do it for the Rafters. Home half of inning number six in Wisconsin Rapids. 2-2 the score. Andy Ockham returning to you here in the broadcasting booth. First pitch to Jack Matthew from the southpaw. Bryce Carter hit foul. That'll find the kit zone down the first baseline. Count begins 0-1 on the Rafter DH. Each team with 2 runs on 5 hits, if you're just joining us. 2 errors for the Woodchucks, both coming in the third inning. Raptors yet to commit an error on defense so far. Matthew 2-for-2, 3 plate appearances. Singled in the first, singled and scored in the third, and drew a 5-pitch walk in the fourth. 0-1 delivery from Carter misses up and away. Count evens 1-1. Both runs for Wausau tonight. Solo jacks. Jonas St. Antoine with 2 down in the third and with 1 out in the top half of this inning. Bryce Hubbard leaving the yard for the 5th time this season. 1-1 pitch to Matthew, catches the inside corner for a called strike, count now 1-2. Rafters put up both their runs in the bottom of the 3rd inning, had that 1-run lead for a while now. So the 1-2 pitch misses up and away, 2 balls, 2 strikes now on Matthew. The 2-2 pitch incoming to the leadoff hitter this inning for the Rafters, a high fastball. Does not catch the zone, and it's now full on Jack. The 3-2 pitch from Carter. Missing inside for ball 4. Matthew draws a 6-pitch walk. Been aboard all 4 times in this ball game, and a key runner aboard for the Rafters to lead off the home half of inning number 6. Grayson Schaefer 0-for-3 in the contest out of the cleanup spot. The Boise, Idaho native has struck out twice. Looking to change the tides here with a runner aboard in this frame. Lefty on righty battle. Carter set third base side of the rubber. The first pitch to Schaefer, a fastball that misses well high for ball 1. 1-0 the count. Mathley leading off first. Brigham holding him on there. This one misses inside to the right-handed hitting Schaefer for ball two. Grayson mentioned now he commits to Nichols, had played a couple of seasons at the College of Southern Idaho before spending the 2024 spring at BYU. 2-0 pitch foul back, count now 2-1. No action for Schaefer this past summer, but had quite the career at the College of Southern Idaho. A .291 average and 107 games played there for Schaefer. 350 at-bats, 86 runs, had 104 hits and 21 long balls in his time there. The 2-1 pitch on the inside corner from Carter is called a strike. We're all even at 2-2. Along with those